The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about part one of the digital wallet.
The U.S. has a sound money presidential candidate. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. spoke recently at a fundraising event for his run at the White House. If he's elected, Kennedy said he would try to make changes to back the U.S. dollar with, quote, hard currencies. By that, we're talking about things such as gold, silver, platinum, and notably, Bitcoin. Fiat currency was invented to fund wars and leaves the public susceptible to the hidden tax of inflation, Kennedy said. His plan to back the dollar with real assets would be, quote, to start very, very small. Perhaps 1% of issued T-bills would be backed by hard currency. But Kennedy believes it's critical to do that because backing dollars and U.S. debt obligations with hard assets could help restore strength back to the dollar, rein in inflation, and usher in a new era of American financial stability, peace, and prosperity. There's been plenty of discussion for years about this kind of thing, of course, but a presidential candidate voicing ideas about how to make the dollar strong again has sparked quite a conversation in the mainstream media.
Yes, and making the dollar strong again should be of utmost importance, but not so sure cryptocurrency is the answer.
Some folks immediately began debating the concept of whether it's a good idea or a bad idea to support Bitcoin. And yes, this is the first overt pro-crypto, pro-Bitcoin U.S. presidential candidate that we've seen. But forget that historic note, if you can. We have heard more than one wise financial analyst say over the past few days that even if a president wanted to back the dollar with hard assets, it's not possible. They said it's because the U.S. needs to be able to create dollars on demand. And that's partially true, as things are now, but it doesn't always have to be that way. Our economy, our consumption, our politics all rely on the myth that our currency is sound, and yet the practice of endlessly devaluing it continues. The government creates umpteen trillion dollars seemingly out of thin air, but it doesn't want anyone to stop believing those magic dollars are a strong, sound currency. So it's a paradox, and we ought to try to break it by backing the U.S. dollar with assets. A sound currency can do it, and how one could be backed by gold, diamonds, U.S. real estate, and Bitcoin.
Well, let's do the math.
The U.S. already has half a trillion dollars worth of gold, according to the World Gold Council. The student loans the government owns are worth at least another $1 trillion, if they're ever repaid. Government-owned land is estimated at $1.5 trillion, including national parks that have been valued at close to $100 billion. The government may have mineral rights on billions of acres of land, and estimates put the value of U.S. oil and gas reserves at more than $55 trillion. We could back the dollar with assets, despite how ridiculously we've been increasing our money supply. It sits at nearly $21 trillion today, 35% higher than just before the COVID-19 pandemic. And Bitcoin could be part of the solution. The plumbing is being laid right now. After all, the digital dollar just arrived. The Federal Reserve announced the official launch of its FedNow digital payment system.
So what do we get with this Federal Reserve's FedNow instant payment system?
The Federal Reserve's 24/7 payment settlement system would change the way banks can operate and transactions can be done. It amounts to digitizing the dollar. Banks that use FedNow don't need to wait several business days to settle a payment. Money can be sent or made available at any time. Sound familiar? Well, it should. It's how cryptocurrencies have worked since Bitcoin's creation roughly 15 years ago. FedNow will revolutionize the way finance works in the U.S., and the Fed has been careful not to speak about a connection between these crypto projects and its brand new digital payments platform. But it's there. Soon after the launch of FedNow, analysts expect to see an increase in all online and digital transactions, and the government's digital dollar will bring with it more influence on our lives than most people can imagine. In time, blockchain and digital wallets will become the only technology capable of protecting everyone's digital dollars while we enjoy instant transactions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Again, not sure how I feel about this digital revolution, but how many financial institutions are utilizing the system?
To start, 35 banks and credit unions are using the system, and 16 providers are supporting the processing of payments for those banks and credit unions. The U.S. Department of the Treasury is also signed up, and the Fed expects more banks and providers to sign on in coming years. At least two blockchain networks have already said that they'll connect to FedNow. So with that in mind, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s idea of backing the dollar with real assets, including digital ones like Bitcoin, is more possible today. Here's why this is the start of the digital dollar. Right now, if someone sends you $20 through Venmo, you'll instantly see it in your account, but the money won't settle in the banking system for around 3 days. That means you can't use it during that time. And the same thing is true for checks, banking apps, and even direct deposits. It has been like that since 1972, when the Fed adopted the Automated Clearinghouse, or ACH, model. This antiquated system can no longer keep up in today's digital 24/7 world, but that's all about to change.
And we'll get into more of that next week when we continue with part two of digital wallets. But if people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful. References to specific companies are purely informational.